Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's do some baseball nuggets, and it's a good thing Mike Bassick's here because he's the man for your nuggets. Here he is, former Rangers left-hander Mike Bassick.
Okay, so let's talk about this story that was a little bit surprising to me. You can tell me after listening to this story, guys, if John Daniels is just being the general manager salesman to make sure he gets as most as he can for Jerks and Profar in the trade market, or is he really going to keep him on the team next year? So Profar, let's just remember this before I get into the story. The Rangers were so disappointed with him on July 31st that he was so mad he didn't get traded that they sat him out of a game, and then Profar phantom DL'd himself and was like, fine, you want to sit me out? Then I'm hurt. And so they had to put him on the 7-day minor league disabled list. Then on September 1st, they're still in a hunt to make the playoffs. Remember, September, to start off September, was fun. Rangers were somewhere between 2 and 4 games out with a chance to make it. And they said, no, you know what, Jerkson? You can go home because you haven't been a Texas Ranger this year. You've been a Jerkson Profar. And we're not going to have an individual up here in September that we're probably not going to play much. We could use every once in a while, but we just can't have that type of individual personality on our team. So we hope you learn your lesson by not coming up in September.
After no, being a good selfish. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was playing well, wasn't he?
He hit over 300. He did. He hit right around 300. I don't have his AAA numbers in front of me, but here's what John Daniels says about Jerkson Profar's future. I think the exact fit on our team next season is still undetermined. He's out of options. He'll be on our club. So you can't send him down the minor leagues or you'd lose him. Somebody would pick him up and you wouldn't get anything for Jerkson Profar. So as we get a little bit further on in the conversation, there's John Daniels. He says, we get asked about our infield a decent amount. We've got to be aware also that we've got a shortstop that has the ability to opt out of his contract at the end of this year.
Oh, wow.
We've got a third baseman in the last year of his contract.
Going
so we're
young.
Not necessarily looking to move Jerkson. Now, this is from T.R. Sullivan. This isn't a quote from John Daniels, but this is also their second baseman, Rougned Odor, who batted .204 with a .254 on base percentage, struck out 162 times and walked 32 times. So he throws that out there. T.R. Sullivan, that's not a quote from John Daniels about maybe Rougned Odor could be replaced as a starter in 2018. So are you guys buying that Jerkson Profar will be on the bench next year as the utility infielder for the Texas Rangers? Or are you buying that John Daniels is just trying to up the value of Profar, that you're going to have to give us more to get him away from our team?
I'm going to buy it. I'm going to say he'll be there because Beltre's old and he gets hurt a lot. And if they're not very good, he might get traded. I'm going to take everything he said close to face value, because I think you're getting very close to the point where you're going to have a spot for Jerkson Profar. Whether Elvis really does opt out of a contract, whether Adrian Beltre gets traded, whatever it is, I think you're really, really close to the time where Jerkson Profar is going to be able to play almost every day.
Yeah, I agree with Jeff for the most part. I think he's keeping his options open. You know, I think it's a two-way plan as far as this year goes. And you know, if we can't trade Profar, then it sounds really good to keep him around, and he could be depth at a lot of different positions for us.
Yeah.
It also makes me wonder, you know, are they actually going to solve any of their problems and spend money, because they're hanging on to the cheap labor of Profar? Like, man, this is a significant asset for our future. And if things go wrong, you'd put him out there, right?
Yeah.
You would need something that at least gave you a little bit of upside that could hold a position down for a year or two.
So I'm with you guys. I'm kind of buying that Profar is going to be on the 2018 team for the Texas Rangers. But here's my issue. If Profar had a bad attitude last year, going back down to AAA, wanting to be out of the organization.
Well, Beltre will punch him right in the face, right?
It doesn't.
Major League locker room? Like, if you have a bad attitude and Adrian Beltre is there, I feel like it'll get handled or you'll go home.
He had a bad attitude, remember, in 2016 in Oakland. He said, I'm going to be a shortstop next year. And they said, well, Elvis Andrus has a long-term contract and he's a shortstop. He said, yeah, I know. I'm going to be a shortstop in the major leagues next year.
Well, hopefully he learns something. Or you trade him for nothing. Like, at this point, I just don't like the idea of trading him at this point. Because Jerks and Profar, if you're listening, you're worth nothing. To another pro team, you're worth just about nothing.
A decent relief pitcher, I think you could get. Not an eighth or ninth inning guy, but you could probably get a guy that you feel could pitch the sixth or seventh inning for you. Like, if there was a Jake Diekman out there, and this isn't a shot at Jake Diekman, I think you could get another type of Jake Diekman-type pitcher for Jerks and Profar.
So to answer your question, I would try to have patience with him because of the injuries and the massive disappointment, and at one point he was set so high.
Yeah.
I would want to work on it with him. Like, dude, not freaking cool at all. Yes, you were a superstar and things have gone bad, but guess what? That's life, and you can't drag your attitude across this dugout like that.
I think that's where they're going to go. I just wonder how Profar is going to take it. As his agent, Scott Boras, who's the best agent in sports, also filled his head with all of these things, too. Don't get confused that Profar has been led down this path by his agent.
And if you had had success in the minors and you've been staying relatively healthy, it's very understandable that a young man would think, you're holding me back. I should be well on my way to getting back to all-star status or something like that.
Okay, now we've come to this point, and we all agree on Profar being on the team next year. And Gavin made a great point. I think near the start of spring training, before it starts, hopefully Profar shows up a little bit early. And the way that, as Bannister puts it, talking to Joe Gallo, even though I still call him Joey Gallo, that needs to happen with Profar before a second of spring training starts, and explain to him that we still love you as a player. You're not going to be an everyday player to start the season, but you're very valuable to this team and to this team winning. And there's a possibility that our three infield positions could become wide open at any point during this season. And we need you to be a Texas Ranger, not a Jerks and Profar. And as long as that conversation goes decent and you don't demand it, you know, obviously there's going to be give and take, and you're going to see Profar's point of wanting to play every day. But as long as that conversation goes decent, I'm with you guys in keeping Profar, because the way John Daniels does lay it out, you're in big trouble with your infield here in the near future.
Yeah.
Now, I throw this next question
Elvis
out.
Has another big year.
Yeah, if he does something similar. He is opting out.
Yeah.
And then does Elvis, let's just say the Rangers have a similar year. Does Elvis want to stay with the Texas Rangers on a 75 to 80 win team?
And you wouldn't want to give him $20 million.
I don't think so either.
If it's struggling again.
Okay. Where is the first place that you think Profar gets a chance to play every day on the Rangers?
Third base.
Now, because of injury or because of trade?
Because of injury or trade. Now, if it were me, I think that he could have an opportunity to play some second base because of production. I know it's fun that Rugi hits 30, 40 home runs, but if your on-base percentage is, what, like 275, you're not a big league ball player.
Well, and that's where I think it's going to happen. I hope it doesn't happen, guys. I hope that 3 weeks into the season that Rougned Odor is batting 250 and getting on base 32% of the time, and maybe even doing a little bit better batting average-wise, because I don't think his walks will go up that quick. I think he can learn how to walk a little bit more. Just hopefully his batting average gets into that 265 to 275
range. He was a 250 on base guy. Not batting average.
Right.
On base. That's not Major League Baseball.
3 weeks into the season, approximately 20 games, I'll give Rougned Odor, and I know we gave him a lot of money, to prove that 2016 is Rougned Odor. 2017 was just a horrible year, and we're going to put that behind us. But if he's batting 200 after 20 games and getting on base 25% of the time, I'm going to make the switch for 2 to 3 weeks. I am now going to give Jerks and Profar the ability, if I like them this much and I'm going to keep them around, I'm now going to play him for 3 weeks at second base. I'm going to say, look, this is your job. If you can play it, you take it and you win it.
Well, let me ask you this, because I think that's a great idea. Do you think it would have happened last August or September if he hadn't been such a jerk at the break?
I don't think so. I think they were going to keep going with Rugi for this year. But and I might be too quick on my trigger too.
Even for this year?
It might take more like 5 weeks. But if you have this Profar guy who had a good AAA, who's been healthy now for a year and a half, if he can go out and have a good spring training, Elvis is your best player. He was just named Player of the Year by the Rangers. You're not going to replace him at short. Maybe you give Profar one game out of 2 weeks to give Elvis a day off here and there. And Adrian Beltre is an older guy, so you give him a couple days at third. But Profar wasn't a good defensive third baseman. He was okay, but that's just because he doesn't get to play the position much.
So I was going to ask you an outside-the-box deal. Could it be first base if Beltre would get hurt? Would they send Gallo over there and Profar at first, or is it even worse at that?
He struggled at first, but not in a bad way. He was okay. When I say struggled, he was okay. It's just you have to have time to learn that. You can't just say, here's a first baseman's glove, kind of like the movie where Ron Washington's, you know, whoever's playing Ron. No, it's really hard. It's not just catch the ball and lob it back to the pitcher, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a little bit more to it, but I would say with Profar, you put Profar at first base, and let's just say, because I would love this from him, if he became an everyday player in 2019 for the Rangers, which it sounds like that's what John Daniels is talking about. Look, 2018, he might be our utility guy. 2019, he's going to either be our starting third baseman, shortstop, or second baseman. That's why we're keeping him around. Is if he bats 280 with 12 home runs and 70 RBIs and 80 runs scored, that's a really good middle infielder. You're going to be like, hey, you put him at first base, that's a bad first baseman. You're like, my gosh, that's a bad offensive first baseman. So it's just position-wise, if I put him at first, I'm going to get bad production offensively from him. I put him at second or short, I'm going to get good offensive production, I hope, from him.
Man, that is interesting. A massively fluid situation developing, even more so than I had originally thought. You look at Elvis's contract situation and Beltre and then Rugi struggling. We could be looking at a completely different diamond here in 18 months.
Profar's on-base percentage in AAA was 130 points higher than Rugi's was in the big leagues. 130. He batted 20 points higher than Rugi gets on base.
Like, I mean, it's highly possible he's a better second baseman, right?
Yeah, he's better defensively already today. With him even being a shortstop, Profar would make your defense better at second day one, and now can he out-hit him however the Rangers put numbers together that say out-hit him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.